You're listening to SBS News.
At St Andrew's Ukrainian School in Lidcombe in Sydney's West, families are seated around classroom tables littered with egg cartons, splashes of dye and burning candles that drip wax down their sides like lava. Despite the intense look of concentration on the faces of those in the crowded room, the mood is festive as they decorate hollow eggshells in what's known as Pesanka. The Ukrainian egg decorating tradition involves wax, layers of dye and steady hands.
Shaky that line is.
Otako Breko, the school's principal, says the Easter ritual dates back centuries and is a symbol of new beginnings.
The new birth, okay? The new birth, the egg is very significant in our Ukrainian culture and in our faith.
There are new beginnings for Ukraine this Easter, both spiritual and political. The religious holiday coincides with the country's general election. As members of Australia's Ukrainian community come together for festivities, the vote is never far from their minds.
The conversations individually with people is very much what is happening in Ukraine.
Many are asking how a comedian who plays a fictional president on TV, yet has no real political experience, looks set to become the country's new leader.
This comedian is, you know, you can call him Ukraine's version of Donald Trump. Yeah, he's peddling these populist solutions, and unfortunately, much to our dismay, people are falling for it.
But for many, Volodymyr Zelensky is more than a comedian. His resume includes businessman, lawyer, writer, and producer. He burst onto the political scene at a time of deep dissatisfaction with President Petro Poroshenko. A crippled economy, poor living standards, and pervasive corruption has left the door wide open for the 41-year-old. Dr. Olga Olenikova, director of the Ukraine Democracy Initiative at the University of Technology, Sydney, says the disillusion among Ukrainians is part of a global shift away from establishment politicians.
The numbers and the fact that society supports now Zelensky in favor of the Poroshenko, it shows how Poroshenko did not deliver on many things. So it's a failure in a way to Poroshenko. It's the message, right, of the crowd to Poroshenko that, you know, life hasn't improved that much in the last 5 years, unfortunately, right? And they are happy to choose anyone, even a person without any experience.
The pair will face off on April the 21st, and Dr. Olenikova says polls are predicting a resounding victory for the new contender.
They're saying that it will be overwhelming. They're saying it won't be double, it will be like triple.
That prospect has Ukrainian Australians on edge.
Whatever we're seeing and reading, you know, we're trembling. We're absolutely trembling.
Some fear a Zelensky victory could pull Ukraine back into Russia's orbit.
That's the worst thing that could happen to Ukraine in the last 20 years. If Zelensky was to win, I fear for the future of Ukraine. This is a man that does not have any qualifications and is openly backed by a very wealthy oligarch.
Mr. Zelensky is seen as having links with billionaire oligarch Ihor Kolomoisky, who is believed to have strong ties with Russia. That's certainly the line that Mr. Poroshenko is pushing, but many say that's just politicking from the president, whose campaign is becoming increasingly desperate, and they're not buying it. But that's not the case for some voters here.
It's very scary. Like, if you go to dentist, you obviously want a professional to treat you, right? And it's the same. Like, it's a big, big responsibility, and I would prefer to have someone with a really good background, with a great experience and education related.
This is the first time Ukrainians will elect a president since the 2014 Maidan Revolution. Some in Australia fear if Mr. Zelensky doesn't deliver, there could be another uprising. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.